This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M. This week, the MFS in the Limestone Coast are doing a great thing. They're going out and they're talking to kids about road safety and particularly about road crash safety in the Limestone Coast. I've got Ian and I've got Joel on the line. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Guys, you've got a program that's called RAP. Tell me all about it.
All right, so the RAP is the Road Awareness Program. It's run by the MFS throughout South Australia, and we try and reach as many Year 11 students as we can. Back in 2010, we're reaching 40% of Year 11 students, and by 2016, we're up to 85%. So Ian and I, we're doing the regional area, so around the southeast, and we're hoping at some point we can get to 100% of Year 11 students.
What's it like to talk to Year 11 kids about road safety?
Well, we've actually seen a magnificent response from the Year 11 students, and we've seen a magnificent response in their ownership of road safety, and that has been reflected in the statistics showing that our drivers in the 16 to 24-year-old category are actually owning their road safety, and we're really trying to double down on that message, and the kids are doing a great job.
What does owning your road safety mean, guys?
Okay, so probably owning road safety would be probably boiled down to this, and this is one of the key messages in the RAP, which is that you get to choose the risk, but you have no control of the consequences. So we've all got free will. We can choose to do what we decide to do, but those choices that we make each and every day have consequences to them. And we're asking people to, if they're going to choose, be aware that what's actually could occur because of the choices they've made. So you need to make good choices on the road when you're interacting with traffic, whether you're a pedestrian or you're a driver. You need to make good, informed choices every time you interact with traffic.
Guys, it sounds like a program that probably each and every one of us in the Limestone Coast should probably do, because as drivers, we tend to forget that sort of stuff.
And that's exactly right. And we're seeing that in the statistics with the road toll. So we're seeing that there's a huge shift in drivers 16 to 24, but we're seeing a stagnant number with older drivers in the 40 to 49-year-old category. So that's actually also shifted our focus, not only from Year 11s, because we're now looking to present to more adult groups. So down in the southeast, we present to corrections, and also we have spoken to a couple of councils about getting on board with this program, which we're really excited about.
Guys, you local firefighters from the Mount Gambier MFS, how important is it to talk about road safety with everybody, especially considering you guys in certain circumstances are the first on the scene when somebody's had a crash?
Yeah. Okay, so for us personally, it's really important. So when you live in a small community or a smaller community like Mount Gambier, the unfortunate side to our job is that we might go to a crash or even a fatality, and then you might see the consequences far beyond what you'd see in a city environment. So you might see the family, you might know who they are, you might see the deterioration that's caused because of the loss of a loved one on the road. Just the consequences are far-reaching, and you get to see that as a firey. And that's probably something that really affects us. And we obviously, you don't want anyone to die on the roads, but for us, it's a real personal thing in a place like Mount Gambier, and we just want people to take care of each other and themselves on the road.
Guys, you were up at Keith yesterday, you're at Bordertown today, Narracourt and Mount Gambier coming up as well. What's the main thing that the kids say to you after they've seen this presentation?
One of the things that has happened throughout RAP in the history of it, actually, is that you get quite a few Year 11 students who will say they don't want to get their licence after seeing the presentation. Mm. And what we say to them is, look, there's no hurry to go and get your licence. There's nothing wrong with going and getting it, but just to think about what you're doing and to, basically have a good understanding of what you're doing and remember your responsibilities as a driver and as a P2 driver. So just on that, for example, very quickly, as a P2 driver, they're responsible not only for themselves on the road, everyone else outside of it, but the people in their car. So a simple thing for a P2 driver might be, turning to his mate, saying, look, have you got your seatbelt on? And his mate might go, no, don't worry about it, keep driving. And the P2 driver needs to say, no, I'm not going to start my car and drive until you've got your seatbelt on. It's such a simple thing, but we know that 30% of people that die on country roads in regional areas is because they're not wearing a seatbelt. So it's critical that we teach young people to take responsibility and to look after themselves and their mates and their families and everyone else on the road.
And Ewan, we also would love to push the fact that every time you get in a vehicle and drive, you're a role model for other people that are in the vehicle. Whether you're 16 or 60, you know, if you've got young children, whether you've got teenage children, no matter who you are, when you get behind the wheel, you need to realise the importance that these people, they realise the importance of owning road safety and being a role model for other road users.
Guys, just finally, what would you say to every road user in the Limestone Coast?
I would probably say that, like all things in life, you've got to take responsibility for your actions. So you have to think about what you're going to do and the choices you're making and then the flow and effect, the consequences of those choices. So think about how you want your life to be and how you want to be as a driver and to make good choices which are going to lead to smart decisions.
And just finally too, our research shows that every road crash that leads to a serious injury or a fatality affects around 300 to 400 people.
See, that's a statistic, isn't it, in itself? Guys, it's been great to talk to you today. I hope everything goes really well in Bordertown. Thanks for joining us on the radio for a chat.
Thanks, Ewan.
Thanks, Ewan. Appreciate your time.
If you missed the start of the chat, Ian and Joel are firefighters here with the MFS here in the Mount Gambier region. And, well, they're visiting schools over the next couple of days, and some sage advice to every road user, you, me, everybody else, and especially to the Year 11 kids that they're going to be talking to over the next couple of days.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.